Next year, Republicans will hold their convention in Cleveland, the city where I was born and grew up. And Democrats will hold their confab here, in the city where I've lived most of my adult life. This coincidence makes me happy. Sure, political conventions have become mostly empty exercises in posturing, which TV networks can barely be bothered to cover. They've also become one of the best places, or is it one of the worst, to view in action the malignant influence of special interest money on our politics. Still, today I'm cheering. When you've lived most of your life in cities that are the butt of lame jokes, you take your vindications where you can. At the very least, being selected as the host of a party convention indicates that a city has escaped full-blown civic dysfunction. Anyone who thinks Philly is still the same dreary, cranky town that W.C. Fields mocked or that booed Santa Claus has not been paying attention. Such voices still exist amid the vast media carnival, but their idiocy is so outdated it can be ignored. The creative class that's flocked to Philadelphia by the tens of thousands in the last decade knows the city is writing a new, vibrant narrative. Today's Philly is more than worthy of visits by pontiffs and nominees. One of my favorite summaries of this truth was a tweet shared during an Ignite Philly event a few years back. If New York City and Portland had a love child, what would it be? Philadelphia. Cleveland's upsurge is of more recent vintage and more modest, but it gratifies a native son's heart. Cleveland's story has long been one of shrinkage and struggle. But the Forest City has rebounded of late, using a minor key version of the same formula that has buoyed Philly. You invest in civic infrastructure, you welcome immigration, you market your cultural riches, eds, meds, jobs, and affordable housing to the millennials and empty nesters who gravitate to urban living. For a long time, the nation's politics have been driven by a Sun Belt suburban outlook. In 2012, the convention sites, Charlotte and Tampa, reflected that. This time, the parties chose two older cities that are newly appealing to rising generations. So let's hope the delegates can find time, amid their snarfing of corporate food and their wearing of funny hats, to learn something from the dramatic urban stories happening outside the convention arena. I'm Chris Cetullo.